Welcome to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. I started my own handmade business as a hobby in 2013. After hours and hours of research and trial and error, I was able to grow my own handmade business from a hobby into a full-time income that now supports my family. My goal is to help you implement those same strategies that I use in my business so that you can skip the stress and get straight to success. Now let's get started. Hello, welcome to the Sassy Creative. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. Have you ever wondered how to tell what's trending in your category on Etsy? Or if it's not trending, at the very least, what's popular? Well, today I'm going to share with you a simple trick to see what customers are looking at so that you can get an idea of how to expand your current product lines. Now, before I start this discussion, I do want to add the disclaimer that I'm not telling you to copy other sellers. Copying drives me absolutely bonkers. I cannot for the life of me understand how other sellers don't understand that copying hurts you, because when you are selling exactly the same thing as someone else, or everyone else for that matter, you can only compete on price, which means then you've got to be the cheapest, and that makes things pointless. So I'm not here to be the cheapest girl in town, and I'm pretty sure you aren't either. So this strategy is just to get an idea of categories, styles, patterns, you get what I'm saying, and then expand on that. So think of it this way. Artists, singers, you know, they do cover songs all the time. A good cover song is one that is done in that artist's own style. They take the original song, they make it their own, so that singers' fans like the remake. If Taylor Swift does a remake of a Marilyn Manson song, which that would be crazy, but just follow me here, okay? If Taylor Swift does a remake of a Marilyn Manson song and sings it the exact same way, everyone is going to be looking at her like, what the heck, lady? Are you all right? You have to make things in your style that fit your brand and are made to excite your target audience. So hopefully that kind of clears it up so you see where I'm going with this, and now we can get on to the strategy. So what you're going to do is you start with a very general search in the Etsy search bar. Let's say you sell graphic tees. You may want to start with a search for t-shirts for women and then see what pops up. Etsy's going to tell you what the best sellers are. That's where you want to start. Take notice of what has a best seller badge. Do you offer things in that category or in that style? If not, make a note. It may be something that you need to work on. Then click on the shops that have the best sellers and look at which listings show to be in the customer's carts. You know where it says this listing is in, 20 people's carts? That's what you're looking for. These are the items that customers are interacting with and thinking about. It doesn't mean that they will buy them, but they're halfway committed because it's in their cart. So do this over and over again until you get a good list of things that are trending and you can get a feel for what customers are looking at. Now, this is only a beneficial exercise if you are looking at shops that sell in your same target market. If you sell little girl clothes and you look at a shop that sells to mainly teenage boys, that's not going to be helpful. So just make sure that you're looking at shops that make sense and that fit within your market. Now, once you have enough information to notice trends, you can start working on expanding your own product lines. Emphasis on your own. Okay, so get to searching and making your list. People are going to be back to school shopping before you know it, and you want to be fully stocked up. I hope you found today's topic helpful, and I would love to hear from you on Facebook or Instagram. Talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for joining me today. Now, it's no secret that starting a business can be super overwhelming. I appreciate that you trust me enough to listen to my advice, and I want to help you on your path to success. If you would like to receive more tips and strategies from me straight to your inbox, I would love for you to become a business bestie at bit.ly/sassybesties, and it's completely free to join. Please don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. I will talk to you next time. Bye!